Hi, my name is Serena Chopra, and I am going to be analyzing the TV show Suits using Burke's dramatistic perspective. I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time and listening to my presentation. I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot of chaos with the coronavirus, so just wanted to say thank you, and I really appreciate it. I'm going to be going through each of the slides and tell you what number slide I'm on when I'm presenting. Let's start with slide number 3, where I will give you some background of Suits. On the run from being from a drug deal gone bad, the brilliant college dropout Mike Ross stumbles into an interview while he's hiding from the cops, and he ends up getting a job with one of the best closers in New York City, Harvey Specter. Mike's secret of being a fraud ruins relationships and is a constant stress and battle that Mike fights through as the season goes out. Harvey's tired of cookie-cutter law school grads, and he takes on the gamble to hire Mike because he sees a younger version of himself in Mike. So he sees like a protege that he wants to teach and nurture. Mike is known to be empathetic towards clients in distress, and he will never give up on helping people out of sticky situations. Harvey, on the other hand, is known to be cold, heartless, but he's reminded through Mike's behavior why he went to law school in the first place, as he sees Mike's behavior throughout the series. Mike and Harvey keep Mike's secret about being a fraud, but as the season plays out, more people find out, and things just start to get really complicated. They do almost whatever it takes to keep his secret, and it complicates many situations. There are consequences that comes with keeping the secret in the end. Lessons are learned, and the characters evolve into their better selves. In the end, Mike actually goes to trial, and he pleads his case for the reason he lied in the first place. He ends up getting caught. The jury does empathize with his story, and they declare him not to be guilty. The ending's really bittersweet, and Mike got to practice law and help people as a real official lawyer. Please go to slide number 4. The major lesson or idea that viewers receive from the rule-breaking behavior that the series portrays is that unethical behavior will propel you to the top. I'm going to be analyzing two different scenes that I'm going to show you in a few slides that provide two different rule-breaking behaviors, which convinces viewers to identify with these agents participating and going against the rules for a living. So this overarching idea, this message that is being sent about unethical behavior, will be broken down into two scenes providing two different rule-breaking behaviors. Please go to slide number 5. The first rule-breaking act is when Mike blackmails Harvey to keep his job, and the second rule-breaking act that I'll discuss in the next slide is when Harvey passes on a pro bono case to his associate Mike. I'll use Burke's Pentad to break down the rule-breaking act and find out if going against the social order was justified. In the first scene, Mike blackmails Harvey to keep his job. Mike outsmarts Harvey, which is really uncommon for Harvey to feel because he's always on top of everything and on top of everyone. The agent participating in this rule-breaking behavior is Mike. The agency is a telephone that is used when Harvey is speaking to Donna in the intercom, which we'll see in the next slide, or in the next two slides. So Donna is Harvey's right-handed woman who he trusts with his life. They are a power couple throughout the show, and Donna is involved with the secrecy of Mike's true identity and has a major role in the show and on Harvey and Mike's life. The scene takes place in Harvey Specter's office. The purpose of this rule-breaking act is for Mike to keep his job. Please go to the 6th slide. Using Burke's Pentad to analyze this drama, the second scene displays rule-breaking behavior where Harvey lies to keep his promotion and passes on the pro bono case to Mike. The agents participating in this rule-breaking behavior is Harvey. The agency is a folder with a case in it. The scene takes place in Jessica Pearson's office. And Jessica Pearson is Harvey's lifelong mentor, who is also the managing partner of the firm. The purpose is for Harvey to be able to concentrate on more important things than the pro bono case. Harvey is known to be a big-time hotshot lawyer in New York, and he feels like he has better things to work on than some silly, time-consuming case that has no meaning or worth to him at all. Harvey's blunt. He has no boundaries and he's selfish to the core. Except for when it comes to his relationship with Mike. As Harvey sees Mike being a younger version of himself. Please go to slide number 7. Burke says that deterministic screens take into account what words communicate more than their meaning suggests. Clusters are symbols that explain what goes with what. And if you notice in the video that I'm about to play, the word lying is displayed with a high intensity from the agent's tone of their voice, as well as you'll see the constant repetition that shows the strength of its frequency. The word lying is accompanying the wrongful behavior that is displayed. And this cluster theme is reinforcing what Burke says is bad, wrong, undesirable, and this is known to be a devil term. I'm going to ask you to click to slide number 8 and watch the video. I'm going to play it out loud and put the volume down and just keep this playing, and you will be able to listen to the rest of my presentation after. You should be done watching the scenes, so please go to slide number 9. From this video, you can see how this popular culture text provides the standard rules for living. The rule-breaking behavior displayed by both characters is breaking the actual law by blackmailing and doing all these illegal things to advance, unethical things to advance themselves. And this makes you wonder, is this a message that people should be hearing? Burke says identification is a key term for discussion of rhetoric. Viewers identify with these agents by sharing similar attitudes, values, ideas, experiences. As humans, we have an innate human desire to identify with others and with society. We want to feel like we're a part of this in-group, and the people that don't identify with these agents and don't participate in this rule-breaking behavior are in the out-group. Please go to slide number 10. Burke says that life is a never-ending drama, and he calls this a dramatistic life cycle. He says order is the rules for living. Obviously, Harvey is breaking the law by hiring a fraud to be a lawyer when he doesn't have a law degree, and Mike is putting himself in this position to practice law and involve himself in serious cases when he isn't even really a lawyer. When Harvey and Mike go against the order and perform this rule-breaking act, Burke says they have committed a sin. And this is where pollution occurs. Next, Burke says that purification is the absolution of guilt. Viewers see that Mike performed this rule-breaking behavior because he was trying to follow a higher calling, which Burke calls transcendence. Throughout the show, people identify and bond with the fictional character Mike Ross as they see his genuine care for people. Mike believes his reason for living is to help others, and he has this photographic memory that is used as a tool to make a difference in people's lives. Harvey, on the other hand, doesn't care about anyone else's feelings most of the time, and he's very cocky. He believes that he's too good to be taking on this pro bono case, and he passes it on to Mike to do the work for him. The motive behind Harvey's rule-breaking behavior is time. He is laziness. He is using this reasoning to justify his behavior, and both Mike and Harvey have rebirths into the social order. However, Burke says that redemption is temporary and sin and guilt is eternal. Please go to slide number 11. Human motivation is caused by drama, and it makes you wonder, how far will one go in a similar situation? This rule-breaking behavior does relate to the work life of people in reality. It's the viewer's decision of whether or not it is appropriate to break these rules of living. The goal of using Burke's dramatistic perspective is to find the ultimate motivations of human activities. People can identify with the similar struggles from the drama of suits and the rule-breaking behavior that Harvey and Mike display, which provides suggestions for people to identify with and performing in their everyday lives. Please go to slide number 12. Suits display social skills that people see necessary to have in order to be a big time in their profession and life. And these skills include persuasion, knowing how to bluff, and confidence. These skills displayed from the rule-breaking behavior act are seen to be critical if you want to make it to the top of your profession. People who identify with Mike and Harvey might find it appropriate to break the social order in these unethical ways that will propel them to the top. Burke says that humans are rotten with perfection, and this is so powerful to recognize as we choose to act in certain ways. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy, everyone.